to the best of our knowledge, proudly presents
Dangerous Ideas.
My name is Josh Ruxin, and my dangerous idea is that international aid is not nearly as good at poverty reduction in the long term as investing in business. As an academic who's actually worked on international aid one way or another for a couple of decades, this is a little bit heretical to even suggest. But I learned 7 years ago when my wife opened up a small business named Heaven Restaurant in Kigali, Rwanda, that the need for jobs and the need for vocational training is not being met by traditional aid, and that the impact that can be had by making that type of investment is enormous. So Alyssa and I, actually, at the time, we weren't rich trust fund kids by any stretch. We had an apartment. We took out a second mortgage. And then when that wasn't enough to build the restaurant, we actually ended up borrowing from friends and family. And when that wasn't enough, we took on credit card debt. And then we opened the doors to Heaven. And actually seeing the job creation that came from Heaven, where we've got a couple dozen full-time employees, and we work with farmers, and we work with artists, and we work with musicians and performers who come out onto the glorious deck at Heaven in order to work for tourists, work for locals, and create sources of finance that actually help to feed their families, to pay for health insurance, to pay for all the necessities. That is real poverty reduction. So my dangerous idea is let's figure out a way to take some portion of all the funding that goes into aid and invest in entrepreneurs, locals, but also international entrepreneurs. There's no reason why we shouldn't invest in American entrepreneurs who want to go to places like Rwanda or Kenya or Uganda and set up shop and build businesses that create jobs. What's dangerous is that it overturns the conventional wisdom. The conventional wisdom continues to be that if at a macro level we provide funding directly to governments or to non-governmental organizations and agencies, that that's ultimately going to be the way to defeat poverty. I think that that might reduce mortality rates. I think it might get rid of a lot of bad poverty and abject poverty. But in terms of ultimately defeating poverty, everyone, whether they're living in Ethiopia or in California, needs a job that pays a good wage, hopefully high enough to be able to afford insurance and to afford education and all the good things in life.
That's Josh Ruxin's dangerous idea. What's yours? Let us know on Facebook or Twitter. The handle's TTBook1.